Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
This is the podcast that digs into the worlds behind British drama, one perfectly brewed episode at a time. I'm your host, Michael T, and I have a deep love for rain-soaked cobblestone streets, dark pub interiors, and detectives who always seem to be just this close to an emotional collapse. Today, it's just the initial episode, the first dive into what this podcast series will be all about. But we're also going to ask the question, why does British drama just hit different? And before you say, it's the accent, or it's the accent, I promise it'll go way deeper than that. So put the kettle on, have a cuppa, and let's dig in. Thanks to platforms like BritBox, Acorn TV, PBS, and even good old Netflix, British TV isn't some distant mystery anymore. It's beaming straight into our homes, streaming, if you insist, just like everything else nowadays. Can we say cord cutting? Yes, we can. So there's BritBox that gives us everything from Line of Duty to Vera, Shetland, and more. BritBox started as a joint venture between the BBC and ITV. There's Acorn TV, bringing the lesser-known gems for the most part. George Gently, the Chelsea Detective, even Canadian and Australian mysteries that vibe with that British sensibility. And of course, PBS Masterpiece, kind of the OG pipeline. Downton Abbey, Sherlock, Prime Suspect, if you want to go that far back, long before binging was a thing, it was on PBS Masterpiece. And Netflix doing its thing, rolling out prestige titles like The Crown, Bodyguard, and the wildly unappreciated Collateral. But these platforms aren't just channels, they're curators. They're fueling a renaissance of sorts for storytelling where substance beats spectacle. So what sets British TV apart from its glossy American cousins? Here are a few reasons why, in my humble opinion, maybe not so humble. Pacing that breathes. British shows are never afraid of a long pause, a sip of tea, if you will, a stare into the middle distance. It's tension through subtlety, not explosions. Fewer episodes, sharper stories. 4 to 6, maybe 10 if you're lucky, episodes per season means there's no time for filler. It's lean, deliberate storytelling with no time for B-plots about the neighbor's cat. Nothing wrong with cats, but you know what I mean. Dialogue. The writing is superb. Surgical. One-liners land with precision. Even the silence in a British drama says something, and they do that so well. Actors who look human, and I mean this in the most respectful way. These are real faces, aging naturally. The Brits don't have this obsession with youth that we have here in America. Faces that are crinkled with emotion. You get real-looking people, not glossy six-packs, unless absolutely critical to the plot. Moral ambiguity. As a feature, not a flaw, British dramas live in the gray area. Justice isn't guaranteed. Endings aren't always neat. And the viewers, they stick around because we love it. Okay, let's stir the pot a little bit. Is this to say that American drama can't be profound? Absolutely not. But network constraints, ad breaks, and the need to stretch shows across 22 episodes can dilute the punch of the show. Actors need their screen time. Their hair and makeup always seem red carpet worthy, even in the middle of a wild foot chase through a sketchy neighborhood. How do they do that? British shows, they get it. They say what they need to say, they emotionally devastate you, and they bow out like a Shakespearean ghost. And all the while, the actors are looking like the characters they're trying to portray. And when American productions do mimic this, think shows like Breaking Bad, The Wire, Succession, they often borrow from British traditions. Flawed lead characters, tight story arcs, moral messiness. British dramas remind us that less is more. Tension can simmer instead of boil. There's beauty in a story that ends, even if you weren't ready for it. They let you live with characters, not just watch them. From Broadchurch's quiet grief to Happy Valley's fury wrapped in decency, stories and characters that leave a mark. And whether you're here for twisty British mysteries or aching period pieces, British TV doesn't just entertain. It respects your time, your intelligence, and your heart. For me, it all started with a show called Father Brown. I discovered it while watching Netflix. I started at the beginning, season one, episode one. I watched several episodes. I get hooked, right? I'm invested, completely sucked in. Then one night in April of 2020, I turn on Netflix and I can't find Father Brown. Come to find out that Father Brown had ended its run on Netflix. The licensing agreement was done. Don't you hate when that happens? It's like my drug supply dried up and I don't even take drugs. So I had to hunt down where to continue watching Father Brown. Enter IMDb, the best resource for entertainment video information. I find Father Brown's info and it says it's on something called BritBox. Up to that point, had never heard of BritBox. So I sign up for the free trial. Whew! Okay, I was able to finish season one of Father Brown. Now, naturally, while I'm on BritBox, I start browsing around and I find shows like Vera and Shetland. And pretty soon I'm getting hooked on these shows too. That's how they do it. That's why that free trial exists. So I bite the bullet and I subscribe. I think the monthly sub back then was only $7 per month. Today it's up to $9 USD. Only 30 cents per day, though, to watch some of the best TV in existence. So yes, it was an easy decision to subscribe. A year or two later, I discovered Acorn TV. Then a couple of years ago, I renewed my subscription to PBS, and we can stream Masterpiece and Masterpiece Mystery. All told, I think we're paying $22 a month to be able to watch our favorite UK shows, less than a dollar a day. It's absolutely, totally worth it. So that's how I stumbled into this British TV obsession. And it continues to this day. And now, this podcast is a result. Because, you know, they say, do what you love, right? And I absolutely love British television. So thanks for tuning in to the DI Download. That's the name of the podcast. In the episodes that follow, we'll dive into some must-watch detective series, big and small, from tense to cozy. And it's not just cop shows. If I watch it on any of these streaming networks, we'll talk about it here. We'll get into shows, characters, the actors that play them, specific episodes, and more. And whatever you want to talk about, too, just chime in as well. If this episode made you nod, laugh, or Google James Norton, consider following or rating this show. Every tap helps us reach more Anglophiles with discerning taste and excellent accents. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.